The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about things that we and other mamas out there should really try to stop saying. Today we're focusing on a phrase that we've been trying all summer to keep out of our conversations, and that is, I'm so busy.
Yes, we have. We've been pretty good about not saying it, mostly because we've been serving as each other's accountability partners on it. Yes, we're moms, so yes, we're busy. But sometimes as Americans, we wear busy as a badge of honor.
You just wrote about this in the Rockwood Files, right, Gwen?
Yes, I did. Immediately after I read this great book about the topic called Crazy Busy. Like I said in the column, one of my favorite parts of the book is a passage about how much our own sense of pride factors into our busyness. Maybe we don't always have to run in a zillion different directions, but we choose to because we're either afraid of missing out on something, or maybe we sacrifice the kind of life that's important to us so we can keep up with all the hustle and bustle of a life that seems important.
Ouch, that hurts, but sometimes true. The truth is, we could all stand and untangle ourselves from a few commitments and become less busy. Gwen and I encourage you to join us in eliminating the busy phrase from our vocabularies. Just step away from the disease we called I'm so busy-itis.
Yes, and when you're chilling out and taking a little time for yourself this week, we'd love for you to pop over to our little oasis for moms. There's always something fun going on over there. It's NWAMotherload.com.
Where moms click.